This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
And welcome to Shorty Robot's Comedy Circuit podcast, Halloween style. What's making it Halloween style? All the classic reasons. No, we were looking for a house. Well, first of all, we've hired out this really cool, awesome haunted house, which is pretty Halloween basic, but we're fine with it. And we're also, you know, it's going to be filled with all the classic stuff. It's going to be spooky noises. We're going to have robots, weird mates knocking around.
That is pretty basic.
It is indeed. That is the voice of Robot you've just heard. And we've been scouring Robot's friend list for his weirdest chum. And do you know what? I reckon we found him.
Come on, he's not that bad.
What's his name? Tell us, come on, what's his name?
Doom Robot.
Doom Robot, exactly.
His name makes him seem a lot worse than he actually is. In real life, he is very lovely. He just puts curses on people who offend him.
Brilliant, I can see us getting through this podcast curse-free. Thank you to Rosie447, the Comedy Circuit listener who introduced us to Doom Robot. And also for all your spooky ideas, actually, because there was loads of them in the review section on Apple Podcasts. I particularly enjoyed the zombie and vampire lemons, which were suggested by Naughty Lemon. And also thank you to everyone who sent song suggestions as well, because every week you give us a song title and we turn it into a real song. And the musical genius behind this process, she's called Katie, and she's about to arrive. We are kicking off the podcast once again with the main event. Please, everybody, give a warm, rapturous and spooky applause for Katie.
Hey, I would like you to imagine that I just sat up in a coffin.
It's good. I mean, you're going to have to imagine it listening, but I can actually see it.
Right.
We actually, during the intro, I don't know if you heard it in the background, but you could hear like the scraping of the coffin being pushed into the room.
I mean, I was in it at the time. I could have got out and helped, but I was like, no, let's stick with this.
Yeah. So yeah, Katie was already inside. And you know, like how the Flintstones drive their car when they move it with their feet in a little gap at the bottom. That's how it happened, people.
Exactly right. I mean, vampirism isn't as cool as it looks in the movies. There's a lot more work goes into it.
There's a lot more logistics that they leave out, but which we have kindly added to this podcast for
I
you.
I appreciate
just to
that.
Just to paint the full picture for you. How are you? Has there been anything particularly spooky happening with you?
I mean, I love it, spooky times. It's literally my favorite time of the year. And I'm looking around for ghosts. Unfortunately, I haven't found any yet. But, you know, fingers crossed, I'll see something super spooky.
It's your favorite time of year, even more so than Christmas.
Yeah. Do you know, I reckon it is. Because Christmas, there's so much build up to Christmas that it ends up being a bit, whereas, you know, like Halloween, Samhain, it's like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to come through from the other world?
That is a lot more exciting, isn't it? The threat of interdimensional monsters always,
exactly.
Keeps you ticking. Christmas elves, boring. Spooky, horrible monsters, exciting.
Yeah, it's like at Christmas, you're definitely going to win in a fight, but at Halloween, who knows?
Who knows, indeed. And is the song living up to the spooky hype this week?
I mean, this song suggestion was perfect. Minnie Mousey suggested Zombie Ate My Heart, which sounded to me, isn't it lovely?
Because I love how we both thought lovely.
Minnie Mousey's like,
we were kind of like, ooh, gross. You were like, oh, it's obviously a romance song.
Exactly. That's what I thought. I mean, it's got the word heart in it. So I was like, cute. But also some undead, you know, evilness. Or they're not being evil. I think they're just, you know, really wanting brains.
The undead can be cute too, right, guys?
I think so. So I went back to a traditional ballad, got my ukulele out.
Splendid.
So, yeah, there you go. It's a lovely love story of a zombie eating someone's heart.
Excellent. Are you going to sit in the coffin and play it, or do you want to get out, or do we turn the coffin upside down and that can be like a little stage?
I tell you what,
it's completely up to you.
Pop the microphone in the coffin and I'll just do a little acoustic set in a small space.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Right, well, while you get that set up, everyone else give a nice, big, warm, rapturous applause for today's song, Zombies Ate My Heart.
Let me tell you how it happened. pretty cool. I was happy being alone, then I met this crazy ghoul. She was really into my brain and all the things I said. The only weird thing about her was that she was dead. A zombie ate my heart. It was touching at the start until a zombie ate my heart. We were eating takeaway and watching TV. I was eating pizza, she ate Deliveroo Pete. Then we started arguing, she wanted my brains. I said I wanted them too, there were a lot of bloodstains. A zombie ate my heart, a zombie ate my heart. It was touching at the start until a zombie ate my heart. Now I am a zombie too.
Excellent, lovely tune from Katie there. And Robot, we've got the arrival of Doom Robot any second. It's imminent. Tell us a little bit more about him, please.
So he is okay. Actually, the more I think about it, he's a bit rude. But if you offend him, he will put a curse on us. So, don't be rude.
Why have you got to have all your friends with these mad things that are going to put us in danger? Because I know us two, and I know for a fact for this podcast, we ain't going to be falling into any traps. All right, if you're listening to this podcast hoping that we're going to get cursed, then I'm sorry to disappoint you, because we're both going to be super polite and definitely not get cursed. Isn't that right, Robot?
Yeah, we're not that dumb.
Yeah, we're not a pair of schmucks, not us two, no way. As if one of these robots would have a life-threatening thing which we'd accidentally trigger with our own incompetence. Anyway, right, let's have a little chat with Doom Robot then, shall we? So a big hello to Doom Robot, who's been welcomed along to this rather spooky haunted house that we've hired out at great personal expense. And so welcome along, Doom Robot.
A Halloween podcast in a haunted house. How very original.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going for Halloween basic this year.
Don't you want to hear something really scary? I am the master of short horror stories that will chill you to your bones.
Well, we don't want anything too spooky, Doom Robot, because this is a comedy podcast.
Are you being rude to me?
No.
That makes me wanna curse stuff.
No. You're right. You are right. It is Halloween. We want to hear the spooky stories. So, fire away.
It's a cold, stormy, terrifying evening. Inside a house, a woman has been screaming every day for 2 weeks.
Okay, this sounds actually terrifying. What was wrong?
Her internet still wasn't working.
That wasn't very scary.
Robot, don't be rude. Don't be rude, Robot. I can see rudeness. That was a very, very scary story, Doom Robot. Please, can we have another?
It was a cold, rainy forest. The town think it is haunted, because you can hear wailing from the forest.
That also sounds very, very spooky, Doom Robot. Why were people wailing when they were going into the forest?
Because there was no 4G.
Hey, Doom Robot, I've got something to say.
Right, Robot, can you just think before you speak here, remember? Because, you know, if you offend him, he's going to be putting a curse on us, and I can't be doing that. I've got plans this weekend. I can't be being cursed.
I am going to be super polite, Sean. Kill your beans.
I'm just saying, because you've made missteps in the past, so...
Can you get off my case for 1 second, please?
All right. As you were. Whatever you were going to say, go for it.
Hey, Doom Robot. Your stories suck.
Offending. Curse mode activated. A curse is blighted on you for a lifetime. A curse that can only be broken with the gift of laughter. Or you will be cursed with bad phone signal, no Wi-Fi, and slow internet for the rest of your days.
Well, good work, Robot. Now we're going to be cursed with bad phone signal for the rest of our life, unless someone gives us the gift of laughter. Who do we know who could gift us with laughter.
I like to dip and daddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion free, and he's computed his way to my heart. My robot friend.
So we're back in this sort of haunted dwelling that robots organised for us for Halloween after our little house hunt. And we've invited a very, very special guest over for a number of reasons, mainly because he is our friend. Please just give a little thumbs up for George.
Hello. What the? What is that? Was that the wind? This place is... hello, guys. This is... this place is awful.
George. That might have just been a little ghost, not to terrify you, but this place is riddled with hauntedness.
I thought it was the wind. What do you mean a ghost?
Essentially the spirit of a dead person. Sometimes they just come back and they just wander around. They can walk through walls, which is handy for them. So just don't be alarmed by their presence. They're awfully harmless. They just they can scare you, but they can't actually hurt you.
Ridiculous. Why am I here? What are we doing here? This is a haunted house. This is crazy.
Well, number one is Halloween, and like all good publications and broadcasts and pieces of content, you've got to be in a spooky environment. You can't just be blustering into Halloween and just not playing ball and not being somewhere scary. That's just not the dunk.
Okay, but here's the thing. I have been invited over for this Halloween special. Okay, all good.
Yeah.
Have I been offered any sweets? Any, you know, I knocked on the door. I was expecting to be offered sweets, you know, like you would. I haven't been offered anything. What's going
on? Sorry, I thought you were a fun kids presenter. You would know, George, that we can't trick or treat this year because of the things. We're pumpkin watching this year. Come on. Oh. Where have you been? We're pumpkin watching. Can you see our pumpkins in the window?
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's this place. I'm not thinking straight in this place.
It's thrown you off your game, isn't it? Because you know well and good that pumpkin watch is the new thing for Halloween.
Download our fun pack right now at funkidslive.com/pumpkinwatch.
Yeah, just for any of the Sean and Robot comedy circuiters who may not listen to us on the radio.
How dare you? How dare you? Get out!
Curse is on you.
Joking,
as well.
Don't go anywhere. But,
nah, we're joking. We're not cursing you. But we're doing a thing called Pumpkin Watch because we can't trick or treat because of the crazy times we're living in. So head over to funkidslive.com and check out the Pumpkin Watch packs. But George, the reason we've got you over is for a number of reasons. Number one, we want to hear about how comedy school is going. Last week, we found out that George is going to comedy school to improve on his joke telling and also to share lessons with us so we can all learn to be more amusing on this comedy podcast.
So lesson number one was all about overcoming fear, because it can be quite scary if you're a stand-up comedian going on stage. You've got to tell jokes in front of random people, and it's a little bit scary. So the first lesson was all about imagining your audience. Now, imagining your audience pulling funny faces at you, because if you think about it, nothing is quite as weird and freaky as your audience pulling strange faces at you. And the thought of this audience pulling weird faces at you actually can really put you at ease, because you know that nobody out there in the audience is quite as weird and quite as scary as the weird faces that you're imagining in your head.
That was a similar lesson to I got taught, that you have to imagine that the audience are all doing a poo. Well, sat on the toilet, actually, not just doing a poo in the audience. That'd be weird and disgusting. But yeah, if the audience are sat on the toilet, then that apparently is meant to relax you. I found that weird. So that's a very valuable lesson. The second reason we've got you over here, George, is no biggie, but Robot's friend put a curse on us. Annoying, really. That was actually Robot. So we're actually cursed at the moment. Don't worry, you can't catch our curse. It's not a contagious curse. So what we need you to do, George, to break our curse, is that we need you to tell us a joke that's going to make us laugh. That's the way to break the curse, conveniently, for this podcast. So fire away.
Okay, cool. All right. Here is... I've got three jokes. So we've got three cracks at this. Let's hope this one works, though. Joke number one. On which day are ghosts most scary? I'll tell you. Friday.
Boo! You suck!
Not Friday, but Friday. What is that? Oh, that's... No, again, my shadow. Sorry, it keeps getting it's quite dark in here, but my shadow keeps getting in the way. Anyway,
the only frightening thing was that joke. They need to be better than that, George. Me and Robot are going to be cursed forever.
Okay. All right. This is a good one. Okay, you ready for this? What do witches put in their hair? I tell you, scare spray. Not hairspray, just scare spray.
Oh, Robot.
Oh, scary.
Big trouble here. Big
scare
trouble.
Spray.
Right, we need a big joke here, George, as me and Robot are going to be cursed forever.
Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, as I said, I'm a bit off my game. This environment is... Okay, it's fine. Let me concentrate. All right.
Remember your training, George. Overcome your fears.
Here it goes. What do spooks with poor eyesight wear? Spooktacles!
Robot didn't laugh. Robot didn't laugh. I tittered. No. I did no. titter. I tee-heed. George, I think we're going to be cursed until next right. week's episode.
Perhaps I should go back a second.
But the ghosts are booing you. The ghosts are booing you. Boo!
Get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Well, that went well, didn't it, Robot? Just a classic Halloween episode. Ended up being cursed and heard load of George's rubbish Halloween jokes.
George hasn't been funny since day one.
I mean, that is a harsh review of George, Robot, but also, you know, yeah, maybe not been the best person to get on to break our curse.
Well, I'm annoyed about not having phone signal for a week.
Yeah, that is going to suck, isn't it? Maybe if you've got some ideas of things me and Robot can do in the next podcast to either break the curse or just things to do without phone signal, maybe like a walk in a forest or something, which we can do on next week's podcast, let us know in the reviews, or you can email us at robot@funkidslive.com. Also send us your song title suggestions at the same place, robot@funkidslive.com. Have an amazing Halloween, and as me and George mentioned earlier, we're doing a thing called Pumpkin Watch on our radio station Fun Kids, which you can get involved with. It's the new thing that's taken over Halloween this year because we can't trick or treat. So go and check that out at funkidslive.com. Even if you're listening to this after Halloween, I reckon you can still have a little look for some pumpkins, I would have thought. We'll be back next week. We'll see you later. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.